7:42 here with Mark and Walt, Sunny 101.9 with the KQS. And, well, in an off-balance way, we get to kind of talk about summer here on this chilly March day. We're actually looking back to last summer and the tragic summer that was here, Walt, with the just bizarre amount of drownings that we had in Lake Superior.
It was one of those, it was, I guess, almost like a perfect storm kind of definition. You had warm weather and warm water, people wanting to get an escape from it. And as a result, we had a high number of drownings last year, not only in the Marquette area, but on Lake Superior. And as a result, the city has put together the City of Marquette Waterfront Safety Task Force, and the chair, Gary Gustafson, with us this morning, who, we've known over the years for many reasons, but welcome back to the program.
Nice to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, you guys and ladies have been busy, and I know you had a release and a statement the other day. What exactly is the plan, and where are you right now with this whole thing?
Well, we did submit our preliminary recommendations, and I do emphasize preliminary,
right?
That addresses the four areas that the city wanted us to look at, which was education and awareness, the onshore beach support, the offshore afloat support, and then the emergency response and preparedness. And we basically spent the last 6 months looking very, very closely at all those different areas to try to come up with some reasonable, workable, rational solutions.
One of the things I know that was mentioned was the educational component and looking at educating not only the folks that are here, but especially those that are visiting, right?
Well, that was one of our big areas, was in fact the community education and the visitors. And of course, Brian Jensen, one of our task force members, is with the Tourist Association, and works very closely with the hotel and motel people. And that's one area that we are looking at focusing some attention on, with getting them information when they first get to town. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have a layered effect of when they first get to the hotel motel. They already have an indication of, as they get closer to the waterfront, things to look for and what to watch out for.
Where else are we going with this? There's a lot of things that you've been talking about, and obviously the information, I think, is probably going to be the key thing here for folks, especially those that are visiting. But there's also a reminder effect for those of us that live here, because you do, after a while, start to take that big lake for granted. And I think last summer was a great indication that we really can't do that.
Well, the things have changed along the waterfront. I mean, when you look at, we focused a lot of attention on Picnic Rocks, and that's one of the hot areas. And, and I know people, have said that, they've been there, gone there for years. And, really over the past years, there has been a change there with the currents and the sandbar. So really the conditions are not the way they were 15 years ago. It is much more dangerous now than it was back in those days. And I think that people really need to be aware. And I think that goes back to the awareness thing, is that when they go on the water there, they really need to be educated about exactly what is there, because you can't see it. But I'll tell you right now, when you get in there and you get in trouble, you're going to feel it. And that's right. What we're really trying to send a message.
Well, you've also got, development along in Founders Landing now. You've got that with a hotel going in down there. All of that increases that temptation. It kind of puts it really on to at least, as you mentioned, sort of the shore-based things too, your signage and things like that, to just reinforce the message of be careful.
Well, it is a reinforcement thing. And, the way we look at it is, we're trying to really develop what we call a culture of safety. So people, thinking about safety when they go to those areas. And there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. But you have to be sensitive to the area. You have to be sensitive to the nature of, our natural beauty we have here. And we try to take all that into account, as we look at what to do in each individual area, because each one really has its own unique, problems.